Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hi, Rangers. It's me, Jackie Cation. Welcome to the Dork Forest. It's 2024. Let's do this. Here's the credits, of course. Mike Rickberg sang that song at the beginning, and he wrote that song, and he sang it with Sarah Cohen, his wife. And he will sing the Mexican Hat Dance at the end of the program. Also, Patrick Brady, still putting this together. Video, audio, all of it. He's amazing. So, and Vilmos doing JackieCationStore.com. Squarespace is doing the regular Jackie Cation page, and I'm thinking of moving the Dork Forest and dorkforest.com away from WordPress because it's driving me nuts. But those are the credits. But if you go to JackieCation.com, you can get Dork Forest merch. You can get my stand-up merch. You can get my stand-up CDs and DVDs, which you'd have to have devices for those. You can also see videos and find out any number of things. I have another podcast called The Jackie and Laurie Show, but The Dork Forest is the flagship. 18th year, we're doing it, you guys. You can go to my Bandcamp or my YouTube for extra content. Please donate, is what I'm saying. It's 2024, and I think we've been in this long enough. Why don't you guys, everybody, send me $100? That's what I'd like you to do. You can PayPal me. There's links all over the pages. You can Venmo me at Jackie Cation. You can find me at a stand-up show and hand me a sweaty wad of 20s. Do something. But I love doing the show. I would love to make some money, is what I'd like to do. In other news, I'm sure there's more things that I should talk about, but I can't think of them. But let's listen to who's going to dork out about something, because that's my favorite part. Thanks for listening, you guys. You're all great. Let's get into the show.
Hi, Jackie Cation. I'm in my garage. We're doing an episode of The Dork Forest with a New York comic that I've never met. And by God, we're all going to meet her because she has a new album from Blonde Medicine called Dirty Bird. And it's Caitlin Pelufo, right? Pelufo?
Pelufo.
Pelufo. Pelufo. Pelufo. I put an R in there.
R in there. I liked it. Nobody you gussied it up a little bit. Yeah.
Right. Right. There's no need to put bangles on something that's already fantastic. Pelufo. P-E-L-U-F-F-O. And it's at Caitlin Pelufo.
On all the things.
On all the things. So yeah. It'll be in the notes, you guys. Correctly spelled. Everything will happen. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. It's like 11 o'clock there in New York. It's 8 o'clock here. So you should be punchier than me, but for some reason, punchy. Welcome.
Thank you. I just hosted a JFL audition showcase. So I'm ready to go. Yes, I feel alive and so grateful that I'm home and I don't have to audition for those anymore. Yes.
Right. Right. So you hosted the audition, which means that your job was to warm up for some staring haircuts. And you're like, please be nice. These people wrote jokes for you. Yes. Hopefully you like them, but don't just look at them as if they were interesting fish that you were thinking about purchasing.
Yeah. I believe my opening line was, this means a lot to them and they're going to try really, really hard. So if you could just smile the whole time, that would be great.
Jazz hands, pretend you're on a Zoom call. I don't know how
we'll
to
take
fix
snaps.
This.
You can snap. Yeah. That's great. This anything.
Just let them know you're alive. Don't just go, huh? All right. No, nobody wants that. Ding dongs. Anyway, because the problem is they are at work. So sadly, they forget that, people are also, the comics are also at work, so they're looking for some joy.
Yeah,
I know it. Well, Caitlin, you really enjoy, there's a network on television, probably has its own streaming app now. Does it have its own streaming app?
It does, and it's on my tablet and my television.
Hello and welcome to HGTV Talk.
Yes.
That is, of course they have their own app. Is it $7 a month?
It is. It's also $10 a month if you want no commercials, which is what I pay for. Because okay. Who has the time, Jackie? I don't have the time to watch Sherwin-Williams just pitch their paint right. colors at me.
And you don't need Rinvoq at this time, so or other prescriptions. Nope. So, wow. So you that and it's weird because I always think of HGTV as a giant ad.
It is. It is a giant ad, which is why it's you're literally watching the whole television show. It's an hour long television show. You're watching it for 15 minutes of the stuff you actually want to see, which is the before and the after. Everything else is an advertisement. They have no shame. They have logos. They're bringing in guys wearing their shirts. They're being like, and this paint by Bear. It's like, good God, it's too much, but I love it. I can't stop. I love it.
Is it home? You said that you watch all of them.
Yeah.
So do you remember your gateway drug? Do you remember your potato knish? That's a Welcome Back Kotter reference. Your gateway drug to HGTV, the first one you got into?
The very beginning, I always, even watching as like a teenager, I liked watching House Hunters.
Okay.
Yeah. Which now they have House Hunters International and House Hunter Renovations, which is very exciting. They do a lot of House Hunters.
Spinoffs of House Hunters.
Yes. But the OG, the big hit was House Hunters. And that's very fun.
And do you think there's 20 seasons?
I mean, I think there's over 50 now.
Wow. And you people want to buy a house. Let's go start from the beginning.
Okay.
They want to, we have a young couple or possibly a single person. Do they ever get a solo?
Yes,
individual?
They do have a solo, but they always make sure to bring a friend because there's always three. There can't be just two people, the real estate agent and the person. There has to be a friend or a mom or a dad, someone to really spice it up.
Okay. All right. They want to be able to get two points of view that they can somehow play them off against each other because it's reality television.
Exactly.
And are they, I always feel like HGTV, because of the budget, always takes place in Southern California, whatever the show. Is that something?
It was probably Southern California for a while. Now it is the South and the Midwest. I mean, I swear these houses, if you watch Hometown, a house will go for $50,000 and you're like, wow, that's a quarter of my student loans. That's insane.
I could buy and it's four a castle. Of those houses.
Yes. And it's huge. They have land. It's beautiful. But then you have to live in Mississippi, which is not probably what most people want to do.
No, no. Are you kidding? My entire my husband's entire family of origin is from and currently living in Mississippi with terrible attitudes or good attitudes, but they don't vote hard enough. Anyway.
I see what you mean. But, yes.
Right. We're hoping for them, but we're going to leave it at that. So there, because I'm from Wisconsin, where you can get a castle for like $111,000 on Lake Michigan.
Yes.
Like overlooking the lake. Granted, you have to live in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But there's like a porch and it's beautiful and it's tree lined and it's gorgeous, but it's also 12 below for a good month and a half. So Hometown one of the House Hunters spinoff?
No, no. So the House Hunters was their first like big hit that HGTV had. And then I would say the real boom started with Chip and Joanna Gaines. Fixer Upper was the big hit. And
someone did an entire episode of The Dork Forest about those two banana heads, who I think one of them stopped recently. Didn't she say she was done?
They
looking at houses?
Well, they actually decided they almost got divorced because it was a strain on their marriage. They think they did like 7 seasons with HGTV and they were becoming wildly popular. They like created their own compound, which I did visit. Thank you so much. And it is.
What? Where is it?
It's in Waco, Texas, which is. Wow. What a turnaround for Waco. It went from.
I hope. But the word compound in Waco, terrible words together, I'm afraid.
Yeah. I mean, it is a cult. I went there and I was like, this is a cult. This is a modern farmhouse cult. This is what it is. It's an antique. It's a, and I was like, hey, give me the cornbread. I loved it. It was so fun.
Do all the houses look alike, or do they look comparable? Or
yes,
and what do they look like?
They're called modern farmhouses, and so it's a lot of shiplap. It's a lot of farmhouse sinks, a lot of white kitchens. That's her aesthetic. It's very like,
what's a shiplap?
What's a shiplap?
Yes.
Hold on to your butts, Jackie. Okay, shiplap. It's like the old way that they used to build homes. It is like thick boards that goes underneath the drywall in older houses. And so it's very rare. So if you have a house built before 1960, there's probably shiplap in it, because it made the walls very sturdy, but it was too expensive to keep doing. So then they flipped the boards this way, but they used to go this way. This is really great for the podcast, a real visual.
Right. Check out the YouTube channel, you guys. So wait, so it wasn't essentially just flush to the wall. It was flush to the wall instead of perpendicular to the wall?
It is flush to the wall. It is flush to the wall.
They changed it to perpendicular to the wall because it was cheaper and they could use less wood. Is that it?
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
And
so
that's called shiplap, you guys.
Yes. And it's,
I've painted shiplap already.
It's gorgeous. It is very nice. You have too much shiplap in a room though. It can be too busy. So you don't want to, you don't want too much. You want maybe an accent wall of shiplap.
Okay.
I got a lot of opinions.
But that's fine, because the thing is it one story though, a farmhouse, or is it two stories because you assume the Waltons are moving in?
Yeah.
What's happening?
It's her farmhouse aesthetic is usually two stories. It's interesting because it's interesting to me because
there we go.
She has this farmhouse aesthetic. It's very rustic farmhouse meets modern conveniences, whatever. That's her aesthetic. But every once in a while, she gets thrown a curveball and she's like, I like mid-century modern. And she's like, but, and it's fun to watch her kind of freak out about it. But she's a very good designer. And the reason I think that show is so good is because she makes everything look beautiful. It does look beautiful. She's
Yeah, she's an amazing interior decorator. Is that the deal?
I mean, looking back at it now, I would say she's a little bland. But at the time, she was the only one doing it, and it was great. But also, and it played great, played beautifully on camera. And her and her husband were very funny. They are very funny together. Yes.
Now, when you say funny, do you mean people funny, not comedy funny? Not stand-up comedy funny, but just normal, likable, funny people where they're kind of silly and sweet and it's kind of funny. And you're like, oh, I like hanging out with these people. Mm-hmm. They are irreverent a little bit and with each other and with their task. And yet they are competent. Mm-hmm. This is something people don't understand, because there is stand-up comedy funny. And then there is this very much likable, you know. It's why a lot of people who do corporates want to be introduced as someone who works there, because then it lowers the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that, but by golly, will I use it.
I just made it up, and it just occurred to me that that's exactly why they do it. Because they're like, no, it's because I wrote material specific to the corporation. I'm like, no. You know that corporates are hard. And people are annoyed. So if you pretend that you work there, they will. All you have to do is be gently funny, and they'll be fine. So they will. Everyone will have enjoyed themselves to the hell and back. Anyway. All right. So House Hunters.
Yes.
That was it.
Yes. Okay. So House Hunters.
How was
it?
Was there a gift shop? Was there a gift shop at the Waco, Texas thing?
Yes, at the Waco. Oh, it was all a gift shop. The whole thing was a gift shop. It was
Did you buy a house?
I bought a lot of candles. I'll tell you what. I did not buy a house. I will probably never own a house, which was what makes this so sad, is that I am really setting myself up for disappointment with the amount of shows that I watch. But it is my goal in life. We started saving, so we're like, maybe one day we'll own anything. But
anything. I met a comic the other day who said he owns two apartment buildings and his house, and one of the apartment buildings has 186 units.
What?
I was like, are you a slumlord? And I don't know. I've never, he knew me and I know I've met him, but he looks like that guy. He looks like all of those guys.
Yeah.
He looks like every guy my age who is still fit and relatively handsome and gets a $200 haircut. He looks fine anyway, yeah. But
we anyway. So I think I hosted three of those guys at this
right.
audition.
They're in their early stages now. Mm-hmm. So you want to own a house. Do you know what, I mean, you got to get ideas all the time from each of these.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I mean, the dream is to have a ranch style house. You got to have one level because people are taking these 3-story houses. It's like when you're 86, you're going to have bad knees. You got to make sure the master is on the main floor. What are you doing? You know what I mean?
Right. We have one floor, and my mother-in-law moved in a year ago, almost 2 years ago. And let me tell you something, we have 3 steps coming up and 3 steps, out each tiny 966. We live in the Monopoly house, right?
Yeah.
In Los Angeles on Baltic. Mm-hmm. And, but get this, those 3 steps, kind of a chore for her.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind. One
you
floor.
You got to keep it in mind. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
My grandma, so she had both knees replaced. And
right.
So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. I think about it all the time. I played soccer. I got a bum knee. It's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
It's only going to get worse. What do you think about Andy? My husband does not enjoy a garage attached, even though as a Wisconsinite, I love it with a garage attached because it's freezing. I would like it to be attached. He was like, fine, then it should be behind the house. The front of the house should be in the house. And because we have an alley and he likes an alley.
Okay.
And in South Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the city of South Milwaukee does plow the alleys. The city of Milwaukee does not plow the alleys. And the city of St. Paul plows the alleys. The city of Minneapolis does not plow the alleys. There should be what happens in New York? Or any of the boroughs that you know about?
I don't know about the alley situation in New York.
Because you don't have an alley? Today.
I don't have an alley. I have a first floor apartment that everybody can look into, which is disturbing. Yes.
That's great. Very Lenny and Squiggy. Very Laverne and Shirley. Congratulations. Yeah,
everyone's staring at my hairless cat just like, oh God, it's a chicken. But.
Okay. All right. So ranch. You like the ranch idea of a ranch? Style.
Mm-hmm. Attached garage. I'm with you. Attached garage. I like weather, so I'm going to be living in a place with weather. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I like an attached garage with an adjacent mud room situation. You also got to have wherever the laundry room is, you got to have it where your bedrooms are on whatever floor that is.
Oh, right. Okay. Mud room, laundry room. These are important things to know about.
Important things.
Had you thought about them? I didn't think about them until we bought the. My sister was the only 9-year-old reading the real estate newspaper when we were children. And this was back in the 12th century when the newspaper print would get all over your hands. And so every Sunday, she would go to the grocery store, pick up the free real estate. It was the HGTV of her time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I'm a year and a half younger, and I'd be always like, what are you looking for? And she's like, I'm going to buy a house one day. I'm going to move out of this shithole. And and I was like, by yourself? She's 9. And she looked at me and I distinctly remember this going, you could live with me. And I was like, aw, sisters. Okay. So, she knew about it. Very. Mm-hmm. But so a mud room, which is some sort of backdoor foyer, as far as I can tell, right? A backdoor room where you take off your shoes. You don't track mud and slush into the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just sort of.
They have cubbies. They have hangers. Sometimes they even have like a wash bin for your pets, which seems very convenient. I do not have a dog. I have cats, but I always I always want a dog. And I look at that and I'm like, yeah, you got to put that in the mud room. If they get disgusting, you bring them in, you clean them off.
Do they put the litter box in the mud room?
Yes. Oh my God, Jackie, the things they're doing with these litter boxes now. You can
what?
you can hide them in a shelf. You know what I mean? So you can build a cabinet with a side door for a cat to go in and do its business.
All dark?
Well, you could,
Does the cat care?
I don't know if the cat cares. I think they have good vision. Like they can see at night. That's how they kill mice.
Right. That's true. We have a cat. I've never had a cat before. And my mother-in-law brought a cat and a dog. And we have a dog. And we live, again, 966 square foot house. This big, and we're stacked like cordwood inside this fucking thing. Anyway,
how many bedrooms is your house? How many bedrooms? Two bedrooms,
and then there was one bathroom in between them, and then we added a bathroom onto her bedroom with sort of a walk-in, sitting around shower kind of thing, like a you know, like a good walk-in shower, so that she can live her life like that, and and so that probably added another 20 square feet. I'm not saying it didn't, right? So we might live in a almost 1,000 square feet now, right?
Yeah, I mean, and, two bedroom, two bath. That's great. That's great.
Right. Two bedroom, two bath. It's very small, but it was fine when there was just two of us. And then we got the dog and it felt smaller. And now we have another dog and a cat. And now we have my mother-in-law and her care provider. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
You are really in there. You guys are just.
I am the youngest of six. We were all stacked like cordwood when I was a child. Okay. I've never enjoyed it since then. So I have to say that I'm used to it again. Right. I mean, the thing is it's just muscle memory. Oh, that's right. You're never alone. And in this case, it's a dog that follows me to the bathroom going, Are there milk bones in here? No, it's just me trying to have a moment, you crazy dog.
And they say trauma can't be helpful. That's nice.
Right. And then a laundry room on the same floor. And that's so you don't have to schlep up and down with the basket, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Because all you keep your clothes in your bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it always bothers me when there's the washer and dryer in the mudroom, which is on the first floor, but all five bedrooms are on the second floor. And you're just like, that poor mother. All right. She's down the stairs the whole time.
My brother Russ built a castle out in the middle of the woods in Muskego. It's four stories. So the first floor, right. He's 60. So the basic floor, which is where and by the way, all four of them, him and his two kids, his wife, his two kids, they all spent in their childhood in two rooms, right? They all, I think, slept in the same bed for the first 10 years. The damn thing was ridiculous. And so the first floor has the mud room, the garage, the mud room, and then there's like a bathroom, and then there's a sort of a playroom that is turned into where people hide. And then there's an office room, and then there's a flight, like two staircase flight up to the main room, which has the main bedroom and the kitchen and the living room and like a balcony and another balcony that has the grill on it. And then you go up another flight and it has the two boys' rooms and the spare room, the guest room, another bathroom. There's a bathroom, of course, in the middle. And then from that there's, it's not really a floor, but it's like a turret. Like you can go up and they call it the library, but nobody ever goes there. And no, I'm sure it's just,
it's my choice. Who's going up there? That's wild. Go out. Don't go up. Go out.
Oh, I know. And he lives like Winnie the Pooh in the 100-acre wood. So he could have gone out. I don't understand why he didn't build out. But
he wanted to be out. A tree. That's what he wanted. He wanted to be a tree.
And he put a dumb waiter in, which I think is smart.
Yes.
But
that is smart.
An elevator is what he should have put in. He should have put in a regular elevator.
Unless the dumbwaiter holds a body, it's not good enough.
It's not good enough. So, by the way, we're at like 20 minutes and I've let you talk about one show. So welcome to the Dork Force. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to Caitlin Palufo. That's it. Palufo. P-E-L-U-F-F-O. And it's at Caitlin Palufo on all the things. She has a new album out called Dirty Bird from Blonde Medicine. Feel free to buy it. That's the thing about comedy albums. People get more money if you buy it. So you have $10, hopefully. But stream it if you don't and listen to it. And I hope you enjoy it. There you go.
Thank Welcome you.
Back. Would I you like to pick another? Would you like to pick another TV
okay,
show?
Okay. Yeah. No, we can. I mean, Chip. We were talking about Chip and Joanna Gaines. I went to the compound. Very fun. Now they have a hotel. They made a whole show about it. But the tea is. So they were at HGTV for like 6 or 7 seasons. Okay. And then one of the producers wasn't keeping them happy, and so they decided to leave. And they also they said that it was a strain on their marriage, so they were going to take time off. But I don't believe that, because then they started their whole new network. If that doesn't start a strain on a marriage, I don't know what does. But they became Oprah and just started the Magnolia Network and just went off on their own. Yes. And so they started a whole new network.
There's no money in reality shows except for... There's money for Chip and Dale, whatever her name is.
Chip and Joanna.
And, Chip and Joanna. And so they clearly like socked it all away so they could start their own network. And now they have their own network. Is it still in existence?
It is still. It's doing great. I do subscribe to it. I also get that channel. Yeah. Okay. They're a little bit more like, you know, the... you know how it's like Martha Stewart without the fun, you know, like it's only the put togetherness part of it. So everybody has their shit together. Everybody is like reminiscing about the past and everybody talks calmly and very.
The House Hunter. Is that the new House Hunters? It's this, it's like calm talk.
It's like all their shows are catered to people who are like a little bit of a hippie, but still kind of Republican. You know what I mean?
Oh, right, right. Just the fabulously wealthy hippies that are now 70.
Yes.
And who decided that it would actually benefit them if they were Republicans.
Yes.
You're like, you guys, exactly. It's they want to put you in a like, camp.
Yeah, they're still wearing like wooden Crocs, you know, like it's right. One of those. Yes.
Hey, everybody who has wooden Crocs, get rid of it. We've developed softer shoes.
Yes. Okay. But so they developed that network, the Magnolia Network, which I do watch, and it's good and fine, but it's like I can't watch people who have their shit together. You know what I mean? I got to kind of.
All the other shows are just shit together shows. They're just okay.
They're all a mess. Everybody's a little bit of a mess in the other shows. I would say the next most popular like duo on HGTV would be the Property Brothers. They have like 3 or 4 different shows that are recurring on this channel. They're on every season.
And do they buy property or do they buy stuff?
So it started with them buying. One was a real estate agent and one was a carpenter. And so one would show around the houses. And it was kind of fucked up what they did. Can I curse? I guess I can curse.
Yeah.
I've already cursed.
It's happening. It's happening.
So it was.
And if it's fucked up, somebody should call it. Yeah. Go ahead.
This is what the premise of the show was, that they would go to a couple and they would say, hey, we want this, this, and this. They would do their whole laundry list of things that they want in a house. Then the brother who was a real estate agent would show them that house with everything they wanted. Oh, it's beautiful. We love it. They'd fall in love with the house. And then he'd be like, but it's $500,000 outside of your budget. Like, it was so ridiculously out of their budget that they were like, what? He's like, that's why you should do a renovation. And so then they would show them houses that they could afford. And then they would give them a plan to renovate it. So kind of
gives me a headache.
Yes, yeah, that gives me that mean.
That feels like a real bait and switch kind of situation. You know how this is the perfect house for you in your minds? Mm-hmm. Let me show you this shack and we're going to try to jerry rig up a jacuzzi or whatever. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
all right.
But they would just try and show you the value of doing a renovation instead of, you know.
All right.
And also fun. They're twins. Who doesn't like twins? Okay. And the Carpenter twin, he's dating Zooey Deschanel. Isn't that fun?
That is fun.
It's very fun.
That's weird. That's so weird. Zooey Deschanel is not the Deschanel who was on Bones, right? The other Deschanel.
No, that was the older sister, which I could also do one of these on Bones and Castle. And I fucking love those bad
TV
shows.
I'm 19 people's aunt. I have watched every Bones, Castle, NCIS.
Really?
Though not
too.
As much of the spinoffs. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you watched Elementary?
Comics?
Yeah.
No, see, here's the thing about stand-up comedy. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, time to lie down, watch some tie-tie, watch some TV. And it turns out there's USA always has a block of four of Castle, Bones. It used to be Leverage. It used to be Buffy, Angel, Charmed. I've seen all of them. Elementary, though. I will look into it. Thank you.
You should. It's got Lucy Liu. All right.
Oh, I love Lucy Liu.
Yes. You'll watch it. I think there's only 6 seasons. It's great.
And what streaming is that on?
I believe it's on Hulu.
All right. Noted.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I watch all those shows. Castle, I was a big fan of. And I realize what it is. It's because there's no rape. It's all just pleasant murders.
Murder. Yeah. It's all just murder, murder, murder. Yeah. I can't. I've always been of the opinion that SVU is not of any help.
No.
All it does is give people ideas and just it adds to the problems. And so it's not dealing with trauma. It's not helping. It's not doing. I would never. All of Law and Order is not for me. But other people love Law and Order and they love SVU for some reason. But I think it's a lot like true crime where people find it cathartic. Mm-hmm. I don't need catharsis. I need something to stop the voices. I would like someone to pet my fur in the direction it goes.
Yeah.
So that's what I would like.
Give me a puzzle in a fun way. That's what I want. All right. With Nathan Fillion.
Always. Yeah. Firefly. Loved it. Moved on to Castle. Loved it. Watched a little bit of The Rookie.
You did? How was that? I couldn't let myself do it. I was mad at him for ending Castle.
Well, I know. But I think it's for the best. But I have to say, my mom-in-law loved The Rookie. He's only a rookie that first season, turns out.
You don't say.
I do. I do say. Let me tell you, it's a fun fact. A lot of people don't know.
I love it. It's just 10
After
seasons
that,
of the first
other
year.
Rookies. Right. Okay. Other rookies come in. He's no longer the rookie. And he was an old rookie, right? I mean, I think that was the hook.
Yeah.
Was that he was an older rookie.
Yeah.
And I don't know. The idea of an older rookie kind of makes me interested in cop lore. Like, what a good idea. To have a man who's already dealt with his anger issues become a police officer. That'd be ideal. Instead of just some weird, you know, I'm going to shake the baby.
Yeah.
How about no? So.
Yeah. A guy with nothing to prove. That's great. He's already
right. Yes. Yes. His dick is head half mast most of the time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you can't get it up. Just means it's got to be interesting.
Yeah,
I like a 50-year-old dude. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
oh yeah, we were talking HGTV. I'll bring us back.
We were. Yeah. Bring us back. Yeah.
So I love the Property Brothers. I think they're great. I think their styles are like a little plain toast. All right. Not. They're they're your basic. They put the TV over the fireplace, and I gotta tell you, not a fan of that. I've got a few pet peeves, and the TV over the fireplace, what are we doing?
Sounds like a hot TV to me. Sounds like you're making your TV hot, is what it sounds like.
Hot TV,
electrical.
Yuck. You're just looking up the whole time. Everybody,
unless
hot.
It's an 85-inch television, which it can be now.
Yeah,
because I think they're running about $400 or $500. But the real question for me is what this is the second time you said, well, they have kind of a bland flavor to them. Do you find the blandness soothing?
I
like, and then think what you would do in that case, possibly.
That's, probably why I watch a lot of these shows, is to be like, that's trash, but I love that, but that's terrible. But ooh, look at those countertops. You know what I mean? I also love the before and after. I like to see, you know, what you do with it.
Do you have a favorite countertop?
Oh, yes.
Currently?
Well, I like a leathered finish. So I like dark countertops with a leathered granite. That is beautiful to me.
Is leather involved?
No. It's just kind of, it's not glossy. You know, it's a
matte finish as opposed to a glossy or
Yes, and it has a little more texture to it.
Texture to it.
Yeah.
Wait, but not actually textured, right? Like you wouldn't run your, it's not pebbled in any way, is it?
It's not pebbled. It's like a soft texture. It's almost like a river rock. You know what I mean?
It's just has a texture. Very,
yeah.
Right.
I love it because it hides all sins. You know what I mean?
Sounds like it.
Crumbs, yep. Stuff like that. If it's not 100% perfect, you're not going to notice right away. You know what I mean?
I do. Crumbs.
I rent in Astoria. I'm a renter in Astoria. I shouldn't have opinions about leathered countertops. What am I doing?
Here's the great thing about renting. You don't need a cutting board. You can just cut right on the surface. That's what I always did when I rented. Yeah. Okay, but I love that you have an opinion. Do you have an opinion about refrigerators or stoves?
Yes, I actually do. There is a trend going on right now with stoves where they're trying to put color on it, and I don't care for that. I saw this one, Fixer to Fabulous. It's another, HGTV went on a rampage of trying to replace Chip and Joanna Gaines. After they left, and they created two main ones, Hometown, which is a hit, and then Fixer to Fabulous, which is in Arkansas. And they're okay. It's fine. They don't quite have
it's
the banter.
It's in Arkansas?
It's in Arkansas. Bentonville, to be more specific. It's where Walmart is. Anyway.
Right. I've been to Bentonville.
Oh, really? How was it?
Yeah. There's a comedy club right next to it. And let me tell you something about Bentonville. Lowell, Arkansas, is where the comedy club is. And there's a rule at Walmart that if you sell anything to Walmart, you have to have on-site representation in Arkansas, in this town. So this town in Arkansas has the largest Indonesian, Thai, Chinese, like South American, Central American, just executives who live in this town. So it has amazing food. The restaurants are amazing. And the comedy club is full of people who have read. It is very, very different than the rest of Arkansas. The rest of Arkansas, it can be okay, but this part of Arkansas is great. And I wish that guy would book me again, but I asked him to pay me fair, and he has not responded. That'll happen.
Dang it.
But I know. I've done it twice or three times. It's fine. Mm-hmm. He's an old Walmart executive, and he consistently offers to pick you up at his airplane, and I consistently say, no, I'd like to fly commercial, please. I like his family, though. I didn't mind him, but I really like his wife and kids, quite honestly. He's all right.
Yeah. That's wild. I'll pick you up in my jet. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So Fixer or To Fabulous, it takes place in Bentonville.
Mm-hmm. And their whole shtick is every house is to have American flag in front of it. But they have like liberal vibes. I don't know what political leaning they are because
it's Bentonville. That's why.
Yeah.
Because it's Northeastern. It's they call themselves a different part of Arkansas, like Northeastern or Northwestern. I don't have my compass with me. I'm so sorry, Rangers. The American flag, quick question. Do they tell you how to display that flag? Do they mention good?
They put it in front.
We have a neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they put it, but like, because it has to either be lit by, there's flag laws, you guys.
Yes.
If you're going to be a flag weirdo, be a flag weirdo. If your dorkdom is flags, US in particular, learn how to display it and don't let it be all ratty and gross. Like one of our neighbors has got two flags, man. they sit in the dark and they're all shredded. And I'm like, are you Punk Flag? And they've got a Harley Davidson parked in front and they seem like douchebags. Mostly because they don't know how to display their fancy flag. How about that? So this place, it wants it to have a flag. What's the fridge stove situation?
Okay, so she tried to, the woman likes pink, and so she gave her a pink kitchen, which is fine, okay? If you do whatever you want in the kitchen. But you can't make that strong of a decision. She made the stove pink, and it was like a hot pink. It wasn't a light pink. And I was like, that woman has to live with that pink stove and forever. You know what I mean? And it was a perfectly beautiful stove. There
right.
goes my cats.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right. But your excitement is palpable.
Yes. But I do love a covered fridge. You know, I love it when the cabinetry covers the fridge.
Oh, it's sort
you know
of hidden
talking about?
Behind. Yeah.
Yes.
It looks like
a hidden
looks
fridge.
Like a standalone closet. Those have a name too.
Yeah.
But you open it up and all of a sudden, fridge.
Yeah.
Is it doors and then fridge, or is it the doors are the fridge doors, but they just have that? Okay, doors are the
doors
fridge doors.
Are the fridge doors. So you open it, and they
but
all. They,
but it looks like a closet. Yeah,
but it looks like a closet, and then even the freezer underneath it—it's its own drawer. You open it up.
Yep.
It's beautiful. Truly love
right.
it. It looks love classic.
It.
Classic.
Yeah.
Easy.
It looks
gorgeous.
All right, and it right, and then the stove. What makes a good stove?
Well,
you like.
Gas.
Because
first off,
I love gas. I love gas. Andy
gas
wants stove. To get a new stove. He's thinking about getting electric.
No.
And he's what I would like to do if he wants to get electric is to get one of those tabletop convection ovens
mm-hmm.
that can fit like a 12-pound turkey. and it does all the things. I saw it on Cook's Country.
There you go.
Here's my dorkdom is PBS. Cooking shows. Matter of fact, I could probably do an episode where somebody interviewed me about that. Anyway, but but that would be a different dork forest that to be a switcheroo.
Yeah.
But then we wouldn't because that stove is standalone and it's electric and it looks great, but it doesn't have burners. So mm-hmm. I'd have to get a separate thing that was all just burners. Like for oven top.
For stovetop?
Like stovetop. That's what it's called. Not an oven top. Stovetop. I would need burners. I would need stovetop burners.
I mean, you're not wrong. It's technically the top of an oven. So you're not wrong.
Right. It's also currently.
Yeah.
And I'm also nostalgic about our stove, fridge, washer, and dryer because I bought them all when we moved in 2004. Mm-hmm. And I bought them at Sears all together. Each one was $450.
Wow.
And they all still work. And
Jeez.
It's $500 a year to pay for them to come out and fix them if they ever break or to clean them.
Mm-hmm.
And if ever they do break or they can't fix them, they will replace them for free. And so when my mother-in-law and Andy talk about getting a new stove or fridge or washer dryer, I'm like, that sounds like lighting $500 on fire.
Yes.
Because all new washers and dryers are going to cost $1,000 each.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be maybe cool, but maybe mm-hmm. not. And they might be all like a Tesla where they're all computers mm-hmm. instead of a machine. Like a lawnmower
yeah.
that my brother could fix, or I could just take a hammer and go bam, 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 and it would probably work again.
Mm-hmm.
So those ones sound super. I mean, I do like color though in the kitchen. I made Andy design a new floor because we mm-hmm. have it's a 1951. It's a Monopoly house. It's a tract house, right? So it's mm-hmm. just a little tiny house, but it had that white. Floor that's grouted.
Oh, the tile floor that has
yep.
yes. Mm-hmm.
We
I know
ripped
exactly
it up.
What you're talking about. Good for you.
And we laid right. And he made a floor that I wanted him to use the colors from a Doris Day movie. So they're primary colors with diamonds mm-hmm. and all this. He did a very nice job. And he used this linoleum that is mostly used in like Targets. like the floors for like Target, and because his dream is to blow out the kitchen so that more than three people can sit in the kitchen and eat, because we don't have a dining room.
Would you do an addition, or would you take room from somewhere else?
Oh, an addition.
An addition.
Blow it out almost to the alley, and he wants to get rid of this Chinese elm that I love, and I only love it because it grows like a weed and provides a great deal of shade in a very sunny state.
Yes.
So, but he likes the jacaranda that he planted, and he's like, it will eventually provide us all the shade we need. And
eventually,
I'm like,
but how long?
Eventually. Right, who's got that kind of time? Turns out we do. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah. But yeah, I do love a colorful kitchen, but I feel like stove should not be a focal point. You know, stove and fridge, they're appliances. You know, they are the working things. The cabinets, the backsplash, and the countertops, that's what you focus on. And the knobs. You can do a lot of fun with knobs. The pulls, handle pulls, stuff like that.
I have a friend who collects them, and she changes them on her dressers.
Mm-hmm.
But she grew up on the Upper West Side of New York. So that's, you know what that creates? That creates a lot of free time in your brain box about your drawer pulls.
I will say I went through a phase where I had a few side tables, and I would go to Anthropology, and I would buy different pool handles that I liked, and I would just pizzazz them up. I still have one. It is the face of a fox. I think it's very fun. It is on our credenza.
Right. Breaks up the day sometimes because, you know, just as long as it isn't sharp. That's what I say. I don't want it caught because I am not a gazelle. I walk by things. If there's a handle that has like a pokey part out, I'm going to catch my pants or a shirt on it. I just found out one of my favorite sweatshirts. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I have a favorite sweatshirt. has a hole in it right here. And I have no idea how I got that.
God, I hate it when that happens.
I know. It's just character now, I guess.
Oh, and one thing that is people don't utilize enough, but they should, is an appliance closet. Because your countertops, you get all these appliances, you use them all the time, right? You love your appliances.
Right.
So they live on your countertops. That's just clutter. But now they make them where they have appliance closets, where they have levels of how often you use them. You just open up the appliance closet. It's right there. It's plugged in. You use it. You close it. The clutter's gone. It's great.
And are they at shoulder height or are they at knee height?
They are sitting on top of your countertop. So instead of having a countertop, or excuse me, having a cabinet that starts at eye height, like usually they do, it comes all the way down, rests on top of the counter, and it's just like you just shut the door. It's some of them slide. It's very fun.
Oh, but is very fun.
If I ever get the opportunity to make my own kitchen, it's having fucking leathered countertops and an appliance closet.
Appliance closet. Mm-hmm. Well, we had to move when she moved in. For a long time, we had the stand mixer, the KitchenAid stand, because she likes to bake, just out because it's cool looking. It's cool looking. Again, tiny kitchen. I was like, what do you want? Do you want to have your M&Ms or do you want to have this KitchenAid thing? Because KitchenAid thing's got to go in the garage. I will pull it out when you need it. Mm-hmm. How about that? And we haven't pulled it out once because we've made bread several times. But I'm like, instead of pulling it out, why don't I just knead it for eight minutes? Bam! Mm-hmm. Smush, smush, smush. Bam! Smush, smush, smush. You know, it's not.
It's great. I mean, you're getting your exercise. That thing's out of the way. It's perfect.
Right. There's just, there isn't a lot of room, though. Yeah, so I don't know. I have decided that I would like to live in a one-bedroom apartment now just because I just want to. I'm done. I'm done with I'm done with pets. I love you. I'm done with husbands. I love him. I'm done with mother-in-laws. You're great. I'm a nice enough person, but I am also very selfish, and that will be my suicide note. Look forward to it. I will not be killing myself. There is a disclaimer. Congratulations. And don't kill yourselves, you guys. Remember, tomorrow may not be better, but it will be different, and you don't want to miss it. So if only for FOMO, do not kill yourselves. All right. That was my PSA at minute 47.
I loved it. Put it on a tea towel. Let's go.
So we've talked houses, we've talked interiors, we've talked. So what are the other Property Brothers shows?
So the Property Brothers, they have, I mean, three that I've been watching, which is regular Property Brothers. Then they have this new one called Celebrity IOU, which is where they take a celebrity, Zooey Deschanel, if you were. I believe the last one I watched was Ray Romano.
Okay.
Yeah, they have someone, and that person wants to give back. It's usually to their assistant, which is just like, wow, you're a child. You don't know how to make your own dentist appointment. Anyway, but it's always like an assistant that they're like, they've always been there for me and blah, blah, blah. And so they surprise them at their house, and the Property Brothers jump out, and then they do a tour of their house, and they say, we're going to redo this part of your house for free or on Ray Romano's dime. And they renovate their house in a month. It's wild.
In a month. Wild.
Yeah, and they surprise them. Yeah, they surprise them. And so they kick them out of their house for a month. And it's like, there's no way this surprise is real. Otherwise, it's the most monstrous thing you can do to a person.
Right, right. That's the good news, is that it can't be real. It has to be, because first of all, you can't say, I want to redo your house. And you're like, I like my house. It doesn't need, what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. And how about, what have you always, like if Ray Romano, and I've met Ray Romano, if he wishes to come over to my house and he would say to Andy, what do you want to do? And Andy will say, I want to blow up my kitchen. And then he brings the Property Brothers and they go, we've looked at it. You don't have anywhere to eat. We're going to blow out your kitchen. And here's what I would have loved them to have done. Turn this into a mother-in-law unit. But it was $300,000 to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we built this, a tiny room of requirement. That's what we call it, the room of requirement. It has a lot of board games in it, the printers, and then I do podcasts and Zoom shows here.
That's so great. Is it attached to your house? Where is it?
It's attached to the garage.
Okay.
There and the garage is holding all of Chris's stuff when she moved from her 3,600 foot square foot house. We got rid of a lot of it, but we had to keep some of it. Because some of it, you know, I don't want to throw away memories. I don't want to.
No, that's tough. Yeah. That's hard. It's sentimental tough. Stuff is the hardest one. Marie Kondo said it's the hardest one.
That's an HGTV show, wasn't it?
It was. Well, it was on Netflix, but
okay.
It is in the realm of what vibe. I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yes. So they do the celebrity ones. They and do. Then what's the third one?
The third one that they do is Brother versus Brother. And that's where each brother picks a house. They renovate it room by room and they showcase each room over the span of the season. And at the end, the brother who wins has made the most money after sale. So they say they buy the house for $300,000. They put $300,000 into it. After whatever they put into it, whoever makes the biggest profit wins.
Wow, that is the definition. It's a caricature of Americanism.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. I have a pitch idea for HGV. Okay. Caitlin Palufo, if you ever get a chance to pitch a show to HGTV,
mm-hmm.
you could have this one. And we buy a lot.
Okay.
An empty lot.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere in Los Angeles, anywhere in a large metropolitan area that is not being used. And then we build housing and it'll be like a people kennel. I want to make, because there's so much homelessness, right? In Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The people without houses, the unhoused, they're also unapartmented. Uh-huh. They're also, and then the cops come and they're un-REI tented. Anyway, but the whole thing is we build like literally a people kennel. I've seen them in Japan, except for mm-hmm. that they are not soundproof. And so what I would like to build is like 150, 200 square foot. I was in Hong Kong once and I saw a guy, it was 250 square feet. That's how big his apartment was in Hong Kong. It cost $7,000 a month. And whoa. Yeah. He had like a Murphy bed, I think. And so it would be a 250 square foot apartment with sort of a Murphy bed kitchen. It mm-hmm. would sort of be like that. but it would be a place that you could put, you know, like bunk beds for a couple of kids mm-hmm. and a Murphy bed for, I mean, it would not be ideal is what I'm saying, is what it would be is a transitional place for people to live mm-hmm. or for one person to live that was somehow affordable. Get Habitat for Humanity to do the specs, because I don't know if you ever read this, but when there's hurricanes that go through Florida, only the houses that were built by Habitat for Humanity stay standing.
Really?
Yeah, because they build them correctly. They probably do, let me look, shiplap. Maybe they do a shiplap. We don't know. And
I mean, it's very sturdy.
Very sturdy. So in this, there is an opportunity for the wiring of internet. Mm-hmm. There is a chance to create a sort of reclaiming water mm-hmm. in the thing. There's an opportunity for solar panels. Possibly the top could be some wind turbines or something else obnoxious mm-hmm. that could power some bullshit. And it could house maybe, you know, 50 or 100 people, right? Mm-hmm. You don't know. And this would be a project that there's a Shark Tank. There's a thing that I would like to see. I want to build that, see who can make it the most quality for the least amount of money mm-hmm. and then fill it with homeless people. And they get, because there's a lot of people who do not have a place to live in Los Angeles who also have full-time jobs and children. And so just think how great that would be. And the Property Brothers could use their powers for good, is what I'm saying. Instead of stabbing each other in some sort of dick measuring existence, where I'm not saying it's not cool. What's the best one of that you've seen?
Of the Property Brothers or of the...
No, of the one where it's room by room by room by room. Like, yeah. Are they making like...
They, well, the last one was okay. The last one, I think the houses were too small. It's like, if you're going to do it, fucking do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're spending all this money. And so the season before that, they were renovating basically mansions in LA and they were gorgeous. You know, they did it all. They had workout rooms. It was all very obnoxious. To the point where
yeah,
it was like, this shouldn't be, no, who's going to afford to buy this? And anybody who can't afford to buy this doesn't want their whole floor plan on HGTV for anyone to see and burglarize. But it was gorgeous to watch. It was very nice. And then I think they got a lot of flack because they were like, this is for the 0.02% of humans on this planet. And
the lifestyles of the rich and famous. And
So
then they were like, well, let's
a little more down to earth. Yes.
are they still in Los Angeles? Are they picking houses?
They're still in Los Angeles, although they film a lot in they also have another, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot. They have another show called Forever Home. And it takes place in Canada. They're from Canada. They're Canadians.
And, okay.
Yeah. And so they go to Canada. I think it's right near Alberta. I'm not sure. I want Alberta, Toronto. I think it's Toronto.
Okay.
It's Toronto.
Okay.
Anyway, but they go up there and it's basically they do this whole, we love this house. It's our forever home, but it's just not. But it's got good bones. That's always what they say. It's always got good bones.
Okay.
Like every house has good bones. Oh, shut up. Anyway.
If it doesn't fall over, it's got good bones. Okay.
Yeah. You're just glad you don't have to redo the foundation. Okay. We get it. Anyway. But yes, they, so they go there and then they renovate the house of their forever home and they make it all, it's a big old sappy love letter to settle down and have kids, that whole timeline. So it's,
Okay, so how old are these men?
These when men, are they gonna... I want to say they're early 40s.
So any minute now, they're going to marry somebody in their early 20s and start having kids? Is that what's happening?
They're actually age-appropriate, I will say. They're whoever they're with
their partners?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm literally texting Property Brothers age of men. So the Property Brothers, who is the older, Drew or Jonathan Scott?
I think it's...
They're both 45. They're twins.
They're twins. But I think they brag that Jonathan came out earlier. I'm not sure, though.
Fun fact, Jonathan was born 4 minutes before his twin brother.
I know.
There we go.
God, I need help. This is a sickness. I can't believe I know that.
So they are married to age-appropriate ladies, which if they're 45, 23, so their wives should be at least 30. Or is that
yes.
sound good? Maybe even yes. a little older?
Yeah, well, Zoe, okay. How old is Zoe Deschanel? She's
right. One of them is Zoe mm-hmm. Deschanel.
Yes.
Hey, Siri, how old is Zoe Deschanel?
Oh.
She's 44.
See? They're great.
That's
gotta
completely age-appropriate. You gotta yes. love them. But I will say this. TikTok. 44. She's got like 4 eggs left. They're marinating in extra yeah. chromosomes.
Well, knowing that her, she probably... I think she already has a kid.
Oh, right? And she might have froze the rest of them.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that something? Just
she's
because
been famous since she was a little pixie dream girl, so she's got eggs frozen. She's got them in
shells.
She's
got eggs for days. Yeah, she's got eggs for days.
In a covered freezer. That's where she's got them.
I kind of love that Zoe Deschanel fell in love with one of the Property Brothers.
It's very
That's
cute.
That's kind of neat.
Yes.
That is very cute.
I love it.
You realize that we have about a minute and a half here. Is there anything you want to tell me? Because what I've done is I've weeded off like I do. And what we know is that you can go to there's probably a Chippendale Museum in Waco, Texas. Chip and Joanna.
They're icons.
They're icons. There's a gift shop. You can get a mug. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
And I can't believe, was it a destination trip for you?
Yeah. I mean, well, no, I was doing shows in Austin. And I rented a car specifically because Waco is an hour away from Austin. And so I
Easy
rented
enough.
A car
yes.
in order to go to Waco, Texas, to see this compound of many, many. It had 3 different stores, and then it had like a T-ball place and then a cafe. And now they have a hotel.
Okay.
And then they had a
right.
bunch of food vendors. It's all very cute. It's adorable.
Right, right. Does
bakery,
it?
Very fun.
Okay, so they've created their own little town, essentially.
Yes, basically. And it is like a 4-block by 4-block radius. And then they
okay.
do tours, too. They have a bus tour where you can get on the bus and they can show you all the houses that they redid in Waco.
Do they live in Waco, Chip and Joanna?
They do. They live on a farm in Waco. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they don't live in their own compound, probably. Just because that sounds
big
busy.
Farm. Yeah. No, they don't live in yeah. their own compound. No, they call it the silos, by the way. Because
oh,
there's
good
two
Lord.
Big silos that they, that's where their storage and all their businesses is.
They don't know this, but they're storing nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
In a couple of those silos. And
yeah,
so.
A lot of rifles in those silos.
It's where the nukes are, you guys.
Yeah.
I have this to say, Caitlin Palufo. This has been a delightful. This has been so fun.
I've
and I'm so sorry
fun.
You haven't right yet. You haven't had a chance to talk about more, but this is kind of interesting. I like a deep dive into just a couple of shows because then I feel like I know. So I know who Chip and Joanna are now, and I know mm-hmm. who the Property Brothers are now.
I honestly didn't think I knew that much about the Property Brothers, and now I'm like, oh God, I need help because I know that much about the Property Brothers, and I didn't even like. Researched them before. I was like, no, that's
right.
just what I know.
This is just living. That's just living in your brain.
Yep.
There it is.
Oh boy.
You guys, Caitlin Palufo has a new album out. It's called Dirty Bird. It's everywhere you want to be. So why don't you go buy that Dirty Bird album, Blonde Medicine. And thank you so much for being on the show. And I hope to see you in real life one day.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Jackie. This is the best way to end my evening.
There you go. And Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, this one was with Caitlin Palufo. That's it, Palufo. And she's a New York comic, and she has a new album out, a stand-up comedy album called Dirty Bird.
Dirty Bird.
Which,
like a pointy bird, but dirty.
Like a pointy, pointy, dirty bird, like L.A. Story. I have to say, she was incredibly charming, and I really, really liked her.
Yeah. What did she talk about?
HGTV, which many people have done. People, okay. Frickety frick, they love HGTV with the power of the sun.
They love HGTV much more than they love actually renovating their houses.
Well, and she's a comic who lives in Queens. So she's like, I may never own, but I watch these things. And she said that oftentimes the way they renovate them, bland. She's like, nobody needs a giant kitchen island anymore. She's like, she likes House Hunters.
Okay.
Hometown, which is a spinoff of that. And then Property Brothers.
Okay.
So all the home ones, though, get this, the House Hunter people, I've forgotten their names, even though we were just talking about them.
It's all right.
It's okay. But everyone else knows who they are. But they have built their own compound town, this couple.
What?
Yeah.
like they've built this little compound that they shoot all of the homes in. They shoot their shows in, and they're basically building their set as they go.
No, like they sold houses.
Oh.
Like it's a real estate thing where they built all houses that kind of look alike.
Oh, okay. And then they renovate, and then they go and they renovate each one, and then they basically they're making giant commercials for their houses. Is that because that's
the houses?
Although that's a very smart idea.
It's incredibly smart. even more simple, they've already renovated them. They've built them like they like them.
Okay.
With something called shiplap, and giant kitchen islands,
right?
And all the things.
So I'm curious about this nobody needs a kitchen island thing anymore.
Can I tell you where the compound is, though?
Sure.
Waco, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Putting something called a compound in Waco, Texas
is troublesome. Yeah.
just verbiage wise. Why don't you call it something else? Call it something
right,
else.
Right. Like all right. A subdivision. How about a subdivision? Yes. How about a
planned golf community? No golf course.
Right. A planned community. There we go.
Yes. And okay. So now let's go back to the kitchen.
Right. Right. Kitchen Why island. No kitchen islands anymore? Are we done with kitchen islands?
We're kind of done with kitchen islands. Even though it adds to space, like it adds to counter space. But
if you have enough floor space.
Right. You got to have floor space countertop space. There is something now. Get this. There's something called an appliance cupboard.
Okay.
Which is just sort of like a large, what sounds like to me, a large armoire.
Uh-huh.
Where you open it up. It's already plugged in. The KitchenAid. You roll it out. You use it.
It's sort of on a slidey drawer.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
Appliance cupboard.
Appliance cupboard.
I was telling her about your dream of blowing out the kitchen.
Yeah.
And she was talking about having an appliance cupboard, and I said, I bet you would love that.
Yeah. It sort of goes along with what I was thinking about doing with the clothes washer and dryer, sort of being under that corner of the cabinet that you can't get anything to.
Oh.
Just from on the other side.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
You know, because like our laundry room, if we had a hole in the wall there, opposite from the kitchen in the corner where we have like pots and pans that we can't get to.
Oh, okay.
Because they're in the corner.
Right.
We could just slide either the washer or the dryer into that space. On the other side.
Are you talking next to the sink?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you would access it from the laundry room.
Oh, weird. Okay.
You see what I mean?
You guys, it's a tiny tour.
Tiny tour of our house.
Verbal tiny tour of our house. if you were to come in the house, you would say, yeah, that's too small. And then Andy would say, that's why I want to blow out the kitchen.
Right.
There you go.
It's true. I just wanted a slightly bigger kitchen. Yes. Is that too much to ask?
no. Caitlin Palufo, she was a delight, and I thoroughly enjoyed this one. Everybody, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that?
If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?